Part 2.
Let me explain. Every year since I started, my profits have gone up and I have used those profits to expand the business. I've just used profits and some money of my own that I had in the bank. I'm really proud that I haven't had to ask anyone else for money, and even now, the business has no debt at all. The problem is that we now need to expand. We need new premises for our showroom. We need new storage space. We need to invest in new IT equipment. I've heard about an office in a great part of town, and I could easily convert it into a shop. It's got all the storage space we need, too. We can't afford to miss this chance, and we have just enough cash in the bank to make an offer for it right away.
I wouldn't recommend doing that without knowing a bit more. You said it's an office building at the moment. Well, it's possible that you'll need permission from the local council to change the use of the building. And if you don't get the permission, you won't be able to use it as a retail outlet. It'll just be standing empty. In my view, it's too much of a risk to make an offer for it at this stage. Can you find out any more about it?
It's not actually on the market yet, but I'll try and find out a bit more.
Good. I'd strongly suggest talking to a property lawyer about this. I can ask someone from our property department to give you a call about it. Is that okay?
Yes, I'd appreciate that.
And what about your colleagues? You said earlier that you wanted to bring one or two people into the business.
Yes. Firstly, I'm really keen to reward the loyalty of two of my staff. They've stayed with me since the beginning and even turned down job offers from other companies in order to make this business succeed. I want to give them a share in the business. Secondly, in a year or two from now, I might want to give these two people some say in the management of the business. They've supported me from the beginning, and so I could perhaps make them directors of the new company. Thirdly, as I said, the business needs to expand, and for that, we need a little more money. My accountant put me in touch with a possible investor who could contribute to the amount that we need.
I see. So, forming a company really does seem to be the best option for you. Certainly, if you want to bring in a new investor, I'd suggest incorporating the business, and the investor will probably suggest doing that anyway.
Exactly. I assume that the assets of the business will be transferred from me personally into the new company once it's set up. And then I'll have shares in the company together with the two staff and the new investor. Is that right?
Yes, that's it. But do you have any more details about the investor? And had you thought what would happen if you and he couldn't agree? What would you do for funds then?
Then I suppose it would mean going to the bank for a loan. But I really hope it won't come to that. I've heard that the bank could ask me to guarantee the loan personally and maybe even ask for my house as security.
Yes, exactly. The loan would be to the company, but the person guaranteeing the loan would be you. You have limited liability as a shareholder in the company, but unlimited liability as a personal guarantor of the loan. That's normally what banks ask for in this situation. And yes, ultimately your home is at risk.
Then let's hope that we can persuade the investor to invest in us. I think I would be happier if you could come to the next meeting with him.
I'd be happy to. But can I just come back to the formation of the company itself? There are quite a few things that I will need to check with you before we can set up the company. Can I suggest that I set all this out in an email, and then maybe when you've had a chance to read through all the information, we could meet again? Does that sound okay from your point of view?
Yes, that sounds fine.